Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 29th of September. Sun is in Libra, ruled by Venus, and planets are saying...
Not bad.
Oh, good. And planets...
Started lunars.
And...
Wait for your viewpoint, opinion, or position to stabilize, rather than force yourself to take a step that, for whatever reason, isn't exactly coming naturally. Seriously, if you ignore any ambivalence and go skipping off to make structural arrangements, such as signing leases, booking wedding planners, hiring architects, reallocating staff members, it's likely to be all of 5 whole days before you're pulled up short and cordially invited to reassess your commitment. Also, identify different ways to break out of ruts, streamline routines, modify patterns, and otherwise alter daily affairs so they don't consume an excess amount of time. This will permit you to spend more mental, physical, emotional energy on those growth-inducing and curiosity-quenching pursuits for which, at least up until this point, you've been too busy. And focus on your commercial, financial, creative, and personal agenda, all the while following the promptings of your intuition when deciding which opportunities to pursue and which to let be. Remember, there's no rush to dismiss less than orthodox or not entirely formed concepts. Frankly, you never can tell where a quick tour off the beaten track may lead.
Have fun. Signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Libra, Aquarius, Aries, Gemini, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 29th of September.
Of course you can, and of course you should, make a major push and take the next step towards achieving an ambition. In fact, the only thing standing between you and doing so is your incredibly active, adept, and rational mind, which seems more interested in weighing the pluses and minuses and scrutinizing theoretical what-ifs than throwing the infernal thing out there to see if it sticks.
Tomorrow, Daily Planets.